Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys.
Hey, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love wine. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love throughout the day. Our true love will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love one.
Party in the Spirit of America party book, a total dedication to those who died on 9/11. At the beginning of that Buddy Holly song, you can hear the recording company saying, "Okay, we're rolling." And at the end of the 9/11 dirge, that was our war cry, "Let's roll." Unfortunately, 1%, less than 1% of the nation is alert to the fact that we're in a war, and the rest of us are going our happy ways, skipping along just as we did in 1993 when we suffered the first terrorist hit on the World Trade Center, and only about 7 people, I believe, died, and 1,000 were injured. And the press scoffed at Al-Qaeda. They laughed it off. They called the Arabs dumb and stupid for trying to get their money back on a truck that they filled with explosives and blew up in the basement of the World Trade Center. So we laughed it off. And then on 9/11/2001, it wasn't funny anymore. So we had 8 years to get ready for the second hit, and we weren't ready at all, to the point that we didn't even have a plane over New York City to stop the second plane from hitting the buildings. And when the planes finally scrambled, they ended up out over the Atlantic Ocean, and they had no weapons. And we're told that we're spending billions for defense. and the Pentagon could not defend itself, and they took a hit. So if the Pentagon can't defend itself, what makes you think that New York City is still on the Pentagon defense map? But tonight I am not going to criticize the party of death, the Clintonistas who gave us 9-1-1 and blamed Bush. I'm not going to defend the 9-1-1 cover-up hearings by Clinton-appointed committee members. I'm not going to point out that John Kerry used the 9-1-1 commission hearings to launch his candidacy for the Vietnamese presidency. I'm not going to point out that Jimmy Garoppolo made big money on the lives of dead Americans to the point where she ended up working for Barney Frank and selling out the mortgage industry. I'm not going to mention any of those things. Tonight I am concentrating solely on the suffering and the loss of life in the last bastion of freedom, the United States. All else has fallen throughout the world. We're the only ones left. And the refugees come in scores to hide and seek shelter here. And as with all refugees, the enemy hides itself amongst the escapees, only to rise up and kill us in our beds. And if we don't tighten our borders for good, and if we don't eliminate drugs for good, we will live 9-1-1s again. And never forget that 9-1-1 was the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. There has been none a greater. Pearl Harbor lost 2,700 Americans, and they were all military personnel. 9-1-1 lost all citizens, and as Osama bin Laden has said, all American taxpayers are Jews. So you didn't know it before, but you're labeled by the mad Muslims as Jews. So my first tribute is going to be to all Americans, and my answer to Osama bin Laden.
Sophia, God, Lord.
the next tune I'm going to play for you is the most expensive recorded tune in American history. The price that has been paid for this tune, it cannot be measured in money. And I want you to think about that. And as you hear the scratches in this vinyl record, I want you to remember that every one of those scratches represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II, so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. This is the original recording of the cast of World War II. And never forget them, and never forget 911. The screams, prayers, and sighs of 3,000 Americans were smothered by fire worshippers in a minute and a half. Many victims were our friends, former employees, and customers. It is in their honor we dedicate our daily work serving their families, military, fire personnel, and police who guard us while we sleep. Wherever duty calls, we will be there with them. We go where they go. To those returning, a welcome home. We miss you and love you. One of the victims of 911 was a girl named Melissa. She was trapped above the 80th floor in the World Trade Center, and she tried to call her mother to say goodbye. And she couldn't get her mother, but she got her mother's voicemail. And she knew she was dying, that she had no chance of rescue, and she said goodbye to her mother. And I'm sure to this day, her mother still has that voicemail message. So in honor of Melissa and all the Melissas, the next tune is for them. What is the true definition of terrorism? How can you describe the feeling of being hopelessly trapped with no way out, racked by fear? Terrorism knows no bounds or age. It can be as young as a child in a crib witnessing the beating of his mother by an abusive father. It could be the helpless fetus waiting for the extraction process to begin. Does she get a bad feeling? It could be a young Navy diver held hostage on a TWA flight, beaten, then shot and thrown out on the tarmac. His name was Stethem. His only crime was being an American lifesaver. So, for all the Stethems and the Buckleys and all of the American sons who died since this war began a long, long time ago, the next song is for them.
Son, you were the seed of life in me, and now I can't believe the man I see. for life is God's love and mystery. You build up my life with your sweet music. It's written in the song. This melody belongs to you and me.
The casualties that was not counted in the 9/11 massacre was the unborn. At least 200 babies died with their mothers, their pro-life mothers, on 9/11. And then there are the children who were the victims of 9/11 who lost their fathers, many of whom were firemen. And to this day, how would you like to be a 6-year-old child getting a flag and the flag represents your father for the rest of your life? So the next tune is dedicated to all of the child victims of 9/11.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep. Everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers. I fall asleep to dream my dream.
8 years later, and we still don't, we haven't even repaired the buildings that were destroyed. We can't even put up the original creation with extra fortifications. 8 years later, and the ground is still barren. This is in a nation that won World War II in 4 years, and we can't resurrect two towers. Are we forgotten? From the barnacle-covered hulls of 52 lost submarines, from the unmarked graves in enemy soil, there comes a voice that has been gone for over 50 years. Listen, I have been having a hard time hearing you. Have you forgotten me? I died suddenly inside a 300-foot steel fighting ship, along with 75 other submarine men. I am the voice of the starboard controller man. We used to stand watches together. The boat was ripped apart by a terrific explosion of a depth charge, bomb or torpedo, from an enemy ship or airplane. Just forward of my watery grave is your shipmate Bus. He was throttle man in the after engine room, and in each compartment forward there are the bodies of your shipmates, Seaman Jones, ship's cook, Swanson, Lieutenant Byers, and a roll call of names that in the final tally adds up to over 3,600 submariners. You know, we had a tough and dangerous job to do, since we were taking the big war to the back door of our enemy, the Imperial Japanese Navy, and all the merchant ships they were guarding. My boat was out there doing what was expected of it, but unfortunately we were in the right place at the wrong time. I was one of those 3,600 men who did not make it home. I missed out on all of those nice things that I wanted to do, such as finish my education, get a good job, get married, raise a family, and care for my aging parents. I gave my life, along with my shipmates, to make sure that you would have an opportunity to do all these things. As the eyes and spokesman for the shipmates and myself, we were casualties of war, overdue and presumed lost. I note that as the years have been slipping by, the number of tolling of the boats ceremonies have decreased, and there are fewer shipmates attending these events. The fervor of patriotism does not appear to continue to burn as brightly as before. Am I right? Disappeared in American submariner.
Oh.
do you think your ancestors would stay in a party that 40 days before 9/11 voted to burn the flag? If you were on the battlefield, would you trust a party back home that has a child guillotine on the party platform and calls flag burning freedom of speech? SJR 7. 48 senators voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. When you hear some senator spouting issues, see how they stood on flag burning. Check the list. There's a list in my book, Spirit of America Party. Julius Caesar never fell in battle. He was stabbed in the back by the Senate. Come all you Americans and list while I sing, for the love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Donnell, and I just turned 19. My home is the USA, that's where I was weaned. I learned on 9/11 fire worshipers to blame. I volunteered to fight for the patriot game. Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9/11 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley, PLO killed with pride. A homeward bound sailor shot bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole. Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC in prayer they were bound. It's over 8 years since my children died at Ground Zero, rescue teams by their side. All great Americans, I know every name, who sacrificed their life in the patriot game. The media will tell you America is weak. At the House and the Senate, UN traitors will speak, passing laws to kill children they don't have a clue. Our declaration destroyed by the ACLU. In Iraq, as I lie here, my body all holes. I think of those traitors who bargained and sold, and I wish that my sawgun had given the same to the flag burners who sold out at the patriot game.
Come all you young rebels and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read about heroes, and I wanted the same, to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the Patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the Patriot game.
The press has all but completely buried this war on terror. They're treating it like a make-believe. Instead, they blind you with fake headlines. They're not to be trusted, and they betrayed the troops under Bush, and they continue to betray the troops. I want to continue with my tribute to the GIs who are putting their lives on the line. By the way, 48 died in Afghanistan last month, and you didn't see boo in the press. 48 were killed under the Obama administration. Had one died under Bush, it would have been front page news for 100 days. Some are called gobs, grunts, swabbies, flyboys, gyrenes, jarheads, and dog faces. I once asked an inshore boat unit sailor what his unit motto was, and he replied, "We're just like the SEALs, only fatter." And my favorite tag is Melican Plick. The appreciation is weak and sporadic. One tour of duty equals a vocational trial experiment. They train, they run, they learn to work together, and their greatest military weakness is they will not leave a dead or wounded buddy behind on the battlefield. This makes them additional targets for more snipers' bullets and a sniper's delight. Songs and poems are written about them, and communist movie stars make believe they feel their pain. The British poet and story writer Rudyard Kipling summed it up best in Barrack Ballads and the description of the Thin Red Line of Heroes. Yes, making mock of uniforms that guard you while you sleep. It's cheaper than them uniforms, and their starvation cheap. And hustling drunken soldiers when they're going large a bit is five times better business than parading in full kit. Then it's Tommy this and Tommy that, and Tommy owes your soul. But it's Thin Red Line of Heroes when the drums begin to roll. The drums begin to roll, my boys, the drums begin to roll. Oh, it's Thin Red Line of Heroes when the drums begin to roll. And Kipling also paid tribute to a common water boy. Though they beat you and they curse you, and by the living God who made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. And to the old Irish ballad, the bold Fenian men, we may have brave men, but we'll never have better. And to put it simply, Memorial Day is the day to give thanks, pray, and remember the vets, men and women, and canines who knew the true meaning of the word, my buddy. I believe every able-bodied American should serve one tour of duty. Otherwise, we lose reality's touch and compassion for our military. Never forget them and never abandon them, and bring them all back alive. And I'd like to just make a quick prayer to the POWs, the prisoners of the war and prisoners of the womb. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Separated from thee, let me never be. From the malignant enemy, defend me. At the hour of death, call me, and close to thee, bid me, that with thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen.
We got one request that I want to, before we do our next segment, And this goes out to Ronnie and Vito.
Look homeward, angel, tell me what you see. Do the folks I used to know remember me? Look homeward, angel, find my lady fair. Does she dream about the love we used to share? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? Must know, do her empty arms still yearn for me alone? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? No, do her empty.
to the first American killed at Bunker Hill, to the last American killed today. The Liberty Bell always tolls for freedom. The price to be free is very high. Just ask Crispus Attucks or the Lee family slaves set free by Robert E. on the eve of the Civil War. Americans always ante up when the flag of freedom is raised. Sometimes arguments are settled by debate, and as a last resort, battle. But neither method is a stranger to our land, and so it will always be where liberty breathes. This is endowed to us by our Creator. So says our Declaration of Independence. The body dies, but the spirit lives forever. God bless this one great nation with all our differences. May we always unite to defend her sovereignty. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Take up the quarrel with the foe. To you from fallen hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. It's by a Canadian doctor. From World War One. On 9/11, we fell again. Just like the blue coats fell at Gettysburg, the blue coats of the police department fell on 9/11, along with 343 firemen.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sank faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. And though he comes no more, yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given,
it was down by the plaza I spied a young woman, a clutching a rosary. She never heard me coming. I listened a while to the prayer she was humming, Glorio, Glorio to the brave New York men. It was September 11th, the sun it was beaming on strong manly forms, and squadrons came streaming. I see them again as if I am dreaming, Glorio, Glorio to the brave New York men. Some died climbing stairwells, some died saving strangers, and committees have told us their cause was a failure. But they loved their dear country and never feared danger. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. Some went on her way now, God be praised that I met her. Be life long or short, I shall never forget her. We may have brave men, and we do, but we'll never have better. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. I have this liberal friend who's a 9/10 New Yorker, blames Bush for 9/11, considers all Texans dumb, all Southerners rednecks, that they marry their sisters and they have no teeth. So I decided the one day I had enough, and I took him to, after a few drinks, I took him to a Texas bar. And after I bought at the bar the first round, I introduced him. I said, "Hey everybody, this is the 9/10 New Yorker that says all Southerners have sex with their sisters and have no teeth." And it's the first time I saw a stampede in New York. And guess what? He now looks like those Southern rednecks. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for the stitches to come out tell me he can say Yahoo. Bugler, sound boots and saddles. Yeah, I'm teaching him new words. He's starting to get his memory back. I'm teaching him new words like a buckaroo and a ranch. And now he's getting good with yippee-yi-yo. Bugler, play Boots and Saddles. Before we play Boots and Saddles, I'm going to visit my friend now at the hospital. And today I'm going to teach him all the words to Rocky Top. Whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we are all the same, Americans. And let me tell you, the guy in the foxhole next to you is a lot easier to get along with than the guy that's coming over the embankment who doesn't want to get along with you.
Free, they shall never.
one accord at least thy rights shall guard. One faithful harp shall praise thee.
You want to hear the song that almost won the Civil War? This song was written in a New York hotel by an Irishman. If you never fought under it or against it, you haven't earned the right to take it down. I like everything with stars in them, as long as they're American stars. And where would we be without bars? Did you know that the candidate song for the national anthem that placed second was the Battle Hymn of the Republic? I think the ACLU struck it down. They found grievances with the third chapter, the third verse. I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my contemners, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everybody likes that song. It's an American song. There's a poem by a guy named John Kells Ingram about the Irish fight for freedom like we had in 1776, and they rose up in 1798, Catholic and Protestant, to fight the British Crown. And they were called the Men of 98. And they were defeated. But Their heroic deeds live on in song and tribute. Who fears to speak of 98, who blushes at the name, when cowards mock the patriot's fate? Who hangs his head for shame? He's all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, will fill your glass with us. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. So, here's a tribute to the men of 98 and the men of 76.
Out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored, he has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible sweet sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. an altar in the evening dews and dance. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. Sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him, be jubilant, my feet.
Interrupt this program to bring you a message from the Party of Death, the Democrat Party, regarding town hall meetings. And the spokesman is Henry Waxman. Well, it's really not Henry Waxman, it's Mohammed Baradai. He just looks like Henry Waxman. You will not question me. You will not challenge me. You will sit there and do what you are told to do. You will not hold up signs. You will not display symbols of violence like that six-pointed star in the word David, nor those T-shaped swastikas. I am your representative, and you will do what I say, or you will be arrested by my Tantan Makuts and raped by my media. And speaking of being raped by the media, the ACLU is trying to take down all the crosses in the country on any veterans memorial. How's that? So the one that they're targeting and have been working on for years, and they won't give up till it's they strike the cross, and that is the one in Mount Soledad Memorial. So we're dedicating the next tune, to all the veterans' cemeteries throughout the world, that the cross and any other symbol that an American died fighting for is not removed.
For I was born
we're going to close with a Frankie Lane song.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord.
Fantastic. 6 seconds left. Have a nice night, folks. Never forget 911.